Today is the last day for members of the Motion Picture Academy to turn in their ballots for this year's Oscar winners. Actress and day-to-day contributor Annabelle Gurwitch has not been nominated for an Academy Award this year, but it's not like she hasn't ever been nominated for something.
Why, only last year I was nominated for Best Actress in a DVD release by the DVD Academy, which I suppose lies somewhere lower than a Golden Globe, which is higher than an Independent Spirit, but still lower than a SAG Award, but better than a movie film. Okay, the fact that the ceremony was a little low on glamour, I received a gym bag with mints inside as a party favor, and that I lost out to Jessica Alba's navel has left me feeling a little sour on the whole awards thing, and I'm not sure I even want to watch the Oscars this year. But maybe I've just gotten too cynical, and it's really glamorous and fun if you're actually there. So I called my friend David Frankel, who won an Academy Award for a short film he directed. Now, David, I said, I'm sure that you must have been deluged with calls from designers who wanted you to wear their clothes, right?
Nothing. I got no support from the outside world. It was just my family that encouraged me every step of the way.
Huh. Well, I'm sure it was very exciting to walk down the red carpet as the press calls out your name.
No one took my photo on the red carpet.
Now tell me, I asked, I've heard a lot about that incredible Oscar swag, bags of free goodies, trips to China, cell phones.
Believe me, that statue is swag enough.
Well, then I had to ask the question that everybody asks. David, where do you keep your Academy Award?
My Academy Award is in a Nike shoebox on the shelf of my office.
See, that's because he has twins and...
Someone could get hurt, actually, you know, dropping an Oscar or hitting someone with an Oscar. They are lethal.
Wow, I never thought of that. Note to self, when I win an Academy Award, keep safely away from 6-year-old son. Now, still looking for a swanky event story, I called my friend Eric Simonson. He directed a documentary that was nominated for an Academy. On Tiptoe is a moving account of the formation of the a cappella singing group Ladysmith Black Mambazo, set against the backdrop of apartheid in South Africa. So I had to ask Eric if he had received any of those enticing Oscar freebies.
I got a fleece pullover.
Huh. So then I called my friend the director Stuart Sender to see if that had been his experience too. He was nominated for his documentary Prisoner of Paradise, a moving and true story of a Jewish director forced to make a film for the Nazis. You really should rent it. It's amazing. So, of course, I wanted to know if he had gotten any of that pre-show pampering that the stars get.
I actually got a kind of a great haircut.
Now, Stewart lost, but the winner, Michael Moore, invited all the nominees up on stage to make an anti-war statement.
In that very, very significant political moment, you know, I got responses from friends and colleagues all over the world, and I would say at least half of them mentioned my haircut.
Well, I just had to get the inside scoop, so I called my friend comedian and comedy writer Carol Leifer. She's one of the writers for this year's Oscar show. I asked her, Carol, how soon before the telecast do you start your Oscar diet?
I would say I put on weight during the Oscars because of all the freebies.
Freebies? Yes! Okay, Carol, tell me about this Oscar swag. And she told me it's the presenters who get the really, really good stuff.
To get them to go to the rehearsal, oh, by the way, now here's your $100,000 gift basket.
Okay, who cares about the nominations? I want to be a presenter. But I'm still not convinced that I should watch the awards this year, so I called my husband, who, as a comedy writer, has, in fact, won an Emmy Award, which, by the way, his father continues to refer to as...
The Emmy. I didn't tell him that there was more than one because I didn't want to break his heart about it.
My husband Jeff admitted that when he is not nominated, he feels too jealous to watch the Oscars. So what will we do instead, I ask?
Well, I try to go to bed with you is what we try to do. I mean, isn't that the plan usually?
That's right. For some, it will seem to be a glamour-filled evening. But for most of us here in Tinseltown, it's just another night in the life of a working couple with kids. God. Can't wait to see Johnny Depp's outfit.
Actress Annabelle Gurwitch is an occasional day-to-day contributor.